Does anybody notice that I have been kind of serious the last few weeks? Vulnerable, wedge issues, faith and doubt, ranting, and you know, I think it's been significant. It's been seriously serious, and I don't know, necessary isn't exactly the word, but I think something good to hear your preacher go into avenues that preachers usually don't go into. However, in doing vulnerability, in doing wedge issues, in talking about serious and significant issues that people tend to fall on one side or the other on usually, you get people sometimes that are saying, what is he doing? He's talking about all these things. It's making me uncomfortable. A friend actually commented, rock on, dude. You may want to duck. So, I'm going to be a little less serious. I'm going to take Sergeant Hulka's advice. See the movie Stripes? It's an old movie now. Sergeant Hulka, when Francis, who was ranting about how he had to be treated, and he wanted his name to be Psycho, and he said, any of you call me Francis, and I'll kill you. That was his thing. Sergeant Hulka, who wasn't going to have any of that, just said, lighten up, Francis. So, I'm going to lighten up today. Just a little. Maybe you've noticed already, I'm a little lighter today. Carol's like, I don't know. What would the parable that Jesus just told, or actually Carol just told, of what Jesus told, what would this wedding banquet parable sound like as if it were narrated by a movie trailer or cartoon announcer in a melodramatic style?
There was once a time when our hero Jesus went to the home of the arch Pharisee for a meal on the Sabbath. The arch-Pharisee and the others were watching Jesus closely just to see what kind of mistake he might make. Everyone seemed to be pushing and shoving and clawing their way to be closest to the most important of the guests. The less popular people were forgotten and walked all over. And then our hero, Jesus, he noticed all the competition, and he started to tell a story. If you go to a wedding banquet, make sure not to sit in the best seat. It's possible you'll have to move for someone more important, and then you'll have to sit by the kitchen. Instead, start at the table by the kitchen and let the host invite you to sit at a better table. You see, if you try to make yourself look important, you'll look unimportant. But if you remember to be humble, you'll earn respect. Then Jesus looked at the host of the meal and offered this advice. The next time you host a meal, don't invite all your friends and all the important people. Instead, invite the people with no money. The people who can't stand up without help. The people who can't walk at all. And those who can't see. Invite the people who work hard but still don't seem to ever have enough to live on. Invite the people you just as soon ignore. Invite the people who everyone else thinks is unimportant. Don't let this story end. It's time to invite.
So, what should we invite people to? What do you think? Invite people to church? Yeah, is that a good idea? Okay. How? How to invite people to church? Send out some invitations. What do you want to do?
Talk to a person.
Talk to a person and say what? Say,
we we have a wonderful church.
We have a wonderful church. What if you don't think it's a wonderful church?
Pardon?
What if you don't think it's a wonderful church? What should you say?
Well, you
can't say nothing, right? Okay. Talk to someone. Tell them about your experience at church. What if they're like, you know what, I don't like church. I don't want to go to church. What do you do then?
Try it, you'll like it.
I tried it, I didn't like it. You can't get everyone to church. I know that. But inviting people to church, it's a good thing. And the best way to do it is just by having a conversation with them. You don't have to, you know, lay down 5 points of this is why you should go to church. It's, hey, yeah, we've got a fun place. Occasionally they do melodramas. There's a Sunday coming up next week. Do you know what it's called? Rally Day. What is Rally Day? Everybody comes back after ditching church all summer. Yes. That wasn't something that I grew up with in the Methodist church that I grew up with just down the street. They didn't have Rally Day. They do now, but we just didn't do things that way. I guess, did attendance, I'm looking at my mom and dad now, did attendance go down in the summer? I didn't notice. It's just, that was just kind of the 60s and 70s. That was just the way it kind of felt. People went to church. This is 2013, and guess what? 54, 55, 56, 57. Oh, wait, no, 55, 56, 57, 58. Oh, 59. I'm counting out numbers as people come in for attendance. What? And two kids, too. I missed that. Rally Day. So it's a Sunday when everyone comes back. This is 2013, and guess what? A lot of people don't go to church anymore. Does that mean that we got to sit here and say, people don't go to church and they should go to church? Maybe we think that, but how about invite people that maybe would want to come to church? Invite people that maybe wouldn't want to come to church. They'll try it, they'll like it, or they won't. But in the 1970s, there were less than 6 or 8% of the population who claimed that they didn't want to go to church, never went to church, you know, didn't have anything. And that number's up to above 20% in society now. So it's just a reality that we face. But we can still invite. We can invite people to something new. Now, in the bulletin, there is a date for something new. And in the scroll, there was a different date for something new. How many of you read your scrolls religiously? Just a few. How many of you kind of look at them a little bit? How many of you say, what's the scroll? The scroll is the church newsletter, and it talked about some things coming up in the fall as Rally Day starts, and one of them is the beginning of a Wednesday night, just bring some food and share it dinner. People have been asking me, who's going to run that? And I said, no one's going to run that. We're just going to show up, and we're going to eat whatever we bring. If three people bring salads, we'll all eat salad that night. And if everyone brings pizza, we'll eat pizza that night. And it's going to be unorganized and fun, and it's going to irk people who need there to be organization for it, and it's going to make people who just like to go, let's just come together and eat, feel like that's really cool. And I'm sure sometimes we'll have it a little more organized, but yeah, just bring something to share. Now, in the scroll, it said that started on Wednesday, September 11th. It's changed to September 18th, and there's a good reason why. I have a meeting out in Colorado on the evening of the 12th and the 13th, and so I'll be in Colorado for this meeting. And when I was booking flights, I thought, hey, why not go out a day early? I can spend time with my daughter and her boyfriend. We can have dinner and everything out there. So I'm going to spend time with Marianne on Wednesday and not start Wednesday night stuff. So that's why. It's a family thing, and I don't get to see Marianne that often. So, beginning September 18th, bring a dish to share. You don't have to stay for the newly titled Band Questions Bible Study, but you can. You don't have to stay for Bell Choir, but you can. You can join the Bell Choir. So there's something that happens at 6, and then some things that happen at 7, and we'll be done by 8, and you can be home. And if you need a ride, then call us, and we'll find a way to get you here for all of that and give you a ride home. So you can invite people to a Wednesday night feast.
You can invite people to come early to church on Sunday at 8 o'clock or 8:15, right, for choir. Who's in choir? It's 8:15? But get here at 8 because then you're not late, right? If you say that you'll get here at 8, then you're here by 8:15. How many of you are like that? You need to set your alarm ahead or set the time ahead so that you actually get there on time? And how many of you are always early? How many of you are always late? Driggers, thanks.
59!
Did anyone else come in? It'd be great if someone came in like right after the sermon was over and we shouted out 60. You could invite people to special events we have. I understand that in 2 weeks there's a special program called Back to Broadway with dinner. We have dinner theater downstairs in Fellowship Hall on a stage, and we have celebrities in our midst. Fred and Sharon Moore, who I know personally, are going to be doing Broadway from around the turn of the century up to 1924. Is that right?
Before 1921.
There we go. Before 1921. And the reason behind that is because all of those songs are in the public domain and thereby do not incur the wrath of Tams Whitmark. Right? There you go. Little do you know that there used to be a show called Broadway, and it included songs that were after 1921, and they were in a sort of review format, and you got a cease and desist letter from Tams Whitmark or somebody else that said, don't do that program anymore. And so you didn't. So you can't see that program anymore because it violates copyright laws. There you go.
Royalties, yes. Well, you could do it with royalties then. Oh, no, they wouldn't even license it because of the way you had it put together.
But that's behind the scenes action. So you get to see the inspiration for this new Back to Broadway program, which is about older music, was getting a cease and desist letter from Tams Whitmark saying, don't do that anymore.
It includes the first Broadway musical in 1750.
It includes music from the first Broadway musical in 1750. What's it called? The Broadway musical.
I don't have my script in front of me.
Well, you'll have to come on the 15th and find out. 5 o'clock for dinner, the program right afterwards, good food. It's a fundraiser for the church, too. $20 gets you dinner and a Broadway show. So invite your friends. It's good to invite.
You can invite people to a tea party. Not the tea party, you know, a tea party with actual tea and things like that. We have tea and snacks and entertainment November 16th, right? We don't have Janice here to make that announcement, but that's something to come to. And I'm not sure about what's going on with the craft fair on October 5th. Anyone have any updates on that? It's still on the calendar, and then I heard someone say, boy, we're not getting enough people signed up for it. We're not sure, but as of right now, I think it's on. Carol doesn't know either. Invite people to the craft fair on October 5th. Yes, Jeff, did you have an announcement about that? So it's on the fence. So invite people to sign up for it now and invite people to come on October 5th. What are some other things that you could invite people to? Yes? A quartet on September 22nd.
It's a string quartet, and it's, all the money goes to their new pads, bathroom that they're building, where we share our April pass.
So this September 22nd at First Congregational, our sister church downtown, in the afternoon?
Yeah.
During church?
Afternoon.
So a string quartet concert, and it's a fundraiser. Probably be in either in the sanctuary or in the coffee house downstairs. Yeah. So I know that's finished again. Okay. Well, September 22nd in the afternoon. Yes? Another?
I remember the name.
Oh, thank you. We're going back to the context of Back to Broadway. Here we go.
The Beggar's Opera.
The Beggar's Opera from 1750. That song is not copywritten anymore, or it's in the public domain, so you can sing that one. You could even change the words if you wanted to. But you don't. You sing it as it was.
Maybe one day we'll do a parody of that song.
Just using the same tune when it gets known again. So we can invite people to, back to Broadway, we can invite people to the string quartet at First Congregational Church. What else? What else do you want to invite people to? Sunday school, yes. Nothing else? Bible study, Thursday morning Bible study. We've got banned questions Bible study Wednesday night, Thursday morning Bible study that will be unbanned questions probably. I don't know. Men's breakfast, September 28th. What happens if you're not a man? Can you come to the men's breakfast? What happens if you're a man? Can you go to the ladies' luncheon? I suppose you could, but I don't know if you want to. Men's breakfast, we talk about tires and transmissions and stuff. And at the women's luncheon, they talk about stuff that men might not want to talk to. But if you like that stuff, you know what? Hey, I don't care. You want to show up? We'll take pictures. That's right. It used to be called Women's Bible Study. We had to change the name. First of all, because I said, well, I'm not a woman. And then I just called it Bible Study. What else? What else do we want to invite people to? I'm making you talk today. I know it's hard.
Crop walk,
October 5 plus 7, 13th? It's in October, 14th, 5th, somewhere in there. Second week in October, crop walk, okay? And tell us about crop walk. Why would we want to invite people to that?
It's fun.
It's fun. What does it do?
Raises funds.
Helps stop hunger. And some of the money goes to across the globe, and some of the money stays locally with crop walk. There's something on September 29th we could invite people to, involving some friends of ours. You know that, Carol? Did you want to... Just broke my camera. Did you want to ask anyone or say anything at you?
Well, the Ray Graham Monarch Walk.
There's a bulletin announcement in there today. Well, it's still working. We could invite people to the Ray Graham Monarch Walk,
and I think you invite them to support it financially.
There, you could give it money, or you could be on the team and not go to church that day.
Absolutely.
You would be worshiping at the Walk for Ray Graham, helping out. Being truly what God has called us to be, the hands and feet, right? There are lots of things that we can invite to, I mean, over and over again. So let's make St. Paul's, let's make this church, let's make our homes, let's make our very lives ones that really do ooze love, really do ooze hospitality. And let's go out and invite people to all of these things. Let's go invite people to share, as Jesus said, to share in the banquet. Amen.